WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pena wants to end agreements with the developers of the Traditions development. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Pena says the city has given $2 million of water to the high-dollar housing community that borders the Bio Corridor.
And in that agreement, Scott, we have to give 500,000 gallons of water a day, potable and non-potable. And since that agreement, since the inception of the agreement, Scott, we've given over 900 million gallons of water.
And Pena also wants the council to stop a 50-acre land sale for $1.
And in our contract, it says we have to gift it to them for a dollar.
If there is a council majority, Pena expects the developers to take the city to court. There were two house fires in the Brazos Valley Friday. A faulty refrigerator is to blame for a fire between College Station and Milliken that displaced a family but resulted in no injuries.
The resident went to go in the garage. When he opened up the garage door, there was flame going up the wall and across the ceiling.
South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Chief Chet Barker says College Station provided mutual aid.
College Station truck got on scene first, and there was fire heavily involved in the garage and had extended upstairs into the house. They started the initial fire attack.
Barker says there is fire damage to 30 to 40% of the home on River Place Drive, which is near the Brazos River off Copy Bridge Road, west of FM 2154. Before sunrise Friday morning in Robertson County, a passing motorist reported a house fire where an elderly resident died. Sheriff Gerald Yizik says there was nothing left of the single-story structure located about 3 miles east of Calvert on FM 979.
Fire departments responded, Bremont, Calvert, and there was one deceased located in the fire.
And the victim has not been identified. An autopsy was ordered, which will be done in Austin. Yizik says an investigator with the state fire marshal's office spent the day collecting evidence. The cause of the fire has not been determined. A Hempstead man was arrested in College Station on charges of stealing three assault rifles from his former employer. 21-year-old Eric Salazar is accused of going into the vault of the South College Station ballistics business on two occasions last month. According to the arrest report, Salazar was caught in an undercover operation by the sheriff's office, where Salazar was going to sell all three rifles to a co-worker at a local storage facility. A College Station man arrested in October for harboring a runaway is back in jail on charges of possessing child pornography. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, 23-year-old Robert Lawson had two illegal photos on his cell phone involving children under the age of 18. The photos were found while investigators were searching for evidence related to the runaway case. Economists say Houston should weather the latest downturn in oil. The local economy is showing strains entering the second year of the worst oil downturn in decades, but it's not collapsing the same way as previous oil busts. A healthy economy nationally, coupled with continued population growth and a surge of construction, is buffering the nation's energy capital from deeper trouble. The director at Moody's Analytics describes the economic environment as, quote, bad, but it's not awful. WTAW News Time approaching 6:09. It's 39 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Relatively quiet weather pattern for today, but things will start to change tomorrow afternoon and through tomorrow night. We're sunny today. Highs will get close to 55 degrees this afternoon. Overnight, partly cloudy with lows of 30 to 35. Tomorrow, partial sun through passing high clouds, 50 to 55. Turning cloudy tomorrow night, there could be some showers, 40 to 45. Better chance for showers on Wednesday, highs 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the big story in Aggie football that happened this weekend. Also, I'll let you know how the basketball teams did and a little bit about the NFL and NBA. It's all coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, so there you go. What was the last story that you had, Patrick?
About the Houston economy?
That caught my ear, yeah.
I thought it might.
Yeah.
Economists say Houston should weather the latest downturn in oil, mainly because they have a diversified economy there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not all oil related.
Yeah, it's true. I was I was reading that yesterday because, again, oil's not coming up for a while, and you know,
maybe not.
We've talked about in the state of Texas, statewide, you know, 500,000 people who were working last year in the oil industry aren't, and but apparently the petrochemical industry is doing better. And I'm guessing because the end product is far more expensive than gasoline.
I would imagine.
So that they can maintain some of their margins because a gallon of retroflacotrotamerol or whatever it is costs more than a gallon of gasoline. And so they make money. And I was reading that really the east side of Houston is starting to build up. They've redeveloped a lot of downtown, as a lot of downtowns have done, and taken really crappy old warehouses and turned them into lofts that cost a lot of money and stuff. And the real estate industry seems to still be doing okay in Houston. And that's pretty surprising to me. Problem is, that ain't the entire Texas economy. There are a lot of towns where the oil industry does make a whole lot more difference.
Well, and a lot of tax and spending plans were predicated on, you know, 50 plus
right.
dollar barrel oil.
Right, exactly.
I wonder if it's an opportunity for legislators to get in there and say, bump that tax rate up on the gasoline.
Or something like that. See, I think that we're going to end up doing more road use taxes.
Okay.
Because the deal is, as vehicles become more efficient, then jacking it on the gas price won't work. And as we know, in Europe, they have little boxes to monitor people.
Mm.
Click, 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 click. This many miles, this is how much you pay. Yeah. By the way, while we're talking about driving, teenager in Lockhart, New York, charged with driving while intoxicated with somebody in the trunk.
Oh.
Yeah. 19-year-old Trevor Kruziskit. Or something like that. We'll just call him Trev.
Triskit.
Yeah, that's good. Trev was pulled over after midnight on New Year's Day. Police say the teen failed the sobriety test. Did I mention he's 19?
Uh-huh.
Search of the vehicle turned up a total of 8 passengers crammed into his vehicle, including 2 15-year-olds stuffed in the trunk.
Wow. 2?
Yeah, 2. Driving intoxicated with a person aged 15 or younger inside the trunk is automatically a felony in New York.
Well, I think anybody, really, in the trunk, right?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't imagine the age matters a whole lot about that. But anyhow, it's an automatic felony, so Trev facing charges of endangering the welfare of a child. But, you know, at what point did the officer say, hey, he asked to be in there.
It's gonna be a good.
They thought it'd be fun.
Good morning, me.
I was just doing what they wanted.
We're gonna have a great time together. We got a lot of information.
It could have been like a New Year's resolution. I don't want another day to go by before I'm driving around locked in the trunk of a car, right?
That's right.
And so Trev just doing his part.
Train, a plane, a bus. Find it's worth your while to spend this.
We'll have to watch for that hearing. That could be pretty interesting testimony.
I didn't know they were in the trunk.
Okay.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
All right, here we go. It's Monday. It's back to working 5 days a week for most of us. Kevin's taking the day off, but most everybody is working 5 days this week. It is day 4. There's 362 of them to go. Okay, here we go. January is Blitz Month. It's Coffee Gourmet International Month, Financial Wellness Month, International Business Resolutions Month, International Creativity Month. Could we not just have something local? National Radon Action Month.
What?
Radon action.
We don't have many basements here. I don't think we have to worry.
Probably not. It's Eye Care Month, National Blood Donor Month, Hobby Month, Soup Month, and Thank You Month.
It's Hobby Month and Creative Month.
Yes, it is.
Someone's adding some extra days in there.
It's Trivia Day. It's Trivia Day. It's to recognize those things that, you know,
are trivial.
Yeah, right. Blue Monday. It's Pop Music Chart Day. We'll tell you about that later on today. World Hypnotism Day.
Ooh.
It's Braille Day. I'm not feeling it. It's
nice.
Spaghetti Day, National Weigh-In Day, and Dimpled Chad Day.
Oh.
Which could kind of go along with Braille, I guess. Yeah. It would be somewhat similar. All right, we got some birthdays.
Oh, boy, do we. Okay, let's see. Carrie Condon is 33. That's the voice of Friday, the new AI for Tony Stark and Iron Man.
Oh, of course.
Let's see. Benjamin Darvel is 49. He's the lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies. Remember that song?
I remember the Crash Test Dummies, those guys who did the commercials about seatbelts. But no.
Oh, yeah, no, different ones.
Okay, different ones. Okay,
Deanna Carter is 50, country music singer.
Yeah.
Julie Ormond is 51. She was Joanna, I don't know how to say the Beauchamp.
Okay.
On Witches of East End. Let's see. Dave Foley from News Radio,
sure.
53.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Stipe is 56 from REM. Matt Frewer, who was Max Headroom.
And nothing else.
Yeah. He's 58. Country singer Patti Loveless is 59.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce's mama is 62, Tina Knowles.
Oh, yeah.
And Donna Shula, Hall of Fame football coach. Or Don Shula, rather.
Yeah,
86 today.
Wow, 86. Okay. And Diane Cannon, who was an actress, 79 years old. Tricky Stewart, he's a hip-hop producer.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
And the way to change war is that you have targeted attacks. And yeah, there's going to be collateral damage, but it's not going to be American soldiers dying. So I think the way we fight wars has to change, and technology has to improve. And that's going to be the future of battles and wars that are going to be fought. In other words, if we have the precision of drone strikes and the ability to take out specific areas with the proper intelligence that we would put on the ground in any of these particular countries, I think that's far better than going door to door and saying clear. It's got to change. We can't have 5,000 Americans fight for Mosul and Ramadi and Fallujah and Tikrit and risk their lives and some lose their lives and lose their limbs in the process, and only to have politics end a war and then cede that territory to a worse group like ISIS. That has to end.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WGAW.
Hey, you know, every time you use a public Wi-Fi, if you shop online, if you give out your Social Security number, if you go to your doctor's office or the bank, you leave a trail of digital breadcrumbs, and identity thieves can use that digital information to steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up on those breadcrumbs to take what is yours. That means your bank account, your retirement. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, LifeLock has a dedicated resolution staff to help clean up things if all those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, with LifeLock, you can do the things you do every day and you'll be protected. Isn't it time you protect your identity, your finances, your reputation? Well, plans start at just $9.99 a month. Now, you can call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use the promo code Hannity, that's my last name, Hannity, to save 10% on your membership, or just call and mention my name. 1-800-440-4836, 800-440-4836, 1-800-440-4836 for LifeLock.com.
Well, Happy New Year from the folks at Amish Furniture for Generations, and it's a thing they've done for many years in January. It's their Builder Special Sale, which features Alvin Jr. Beachy Furniture, I think based in Topeka, Kansas, but they have made living room furniture. They do five different styles, including the Cubic Mission and the Highback Mission, which are very popular. They've been doing this for decades, and it's the quality that you would expect from Amish Furniture for Generations. Remember that Alvin Beachy Jr.'s number one selling bow arm gliders and ottomans also will be on sale, 10% off. If you haven't done that, just stop in and sit in one of those, because the ottomans move along with the chair. It's really very interesting and really very comfortable. And that's 10% off right now at Amish Furniture for Generations. And, of course, everything that you find at Amish Furniture for Generations is made in the U.S. It is handcrafted, and it's made by Amish craftsmen using the finest woods, which transfers into furniture that will, in fact, become heirlooms, built to last for decades and decades. They're located on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. You can call them for more information if you want it, 260-5050, but know that it's Amish Furniture for Generations Builders Special Sale featuring Alvin Jr. Beachy. It's going on right now.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has big plans for artificial intelligence in the house. In a post on the social media site, he says his personal challenge this year will be to build a simple AI similar to the butler Jarvis from the film Iron Man. Zuckerberg, who plans to start to build the AI with technology that's already out there and teach it to understand his voice, to control everything in his home from music and lights to temperature, plans to share his progress over the course of the year. Nokia has secured the go-ahead from France's securities watchdog for its $17 billion takeover offer for Alcatel-Lucent, clearing the way for the integration of the two telecom equipment suppliers. Nokia says the companies, which have received approval from U.S. and European antitrust regulators for the merger, will start working as an operationally combined group on January 14th. Crude oil trading at $37.54 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag whatsyourwhy at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use as directed. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
Good morning. It's 622, News Talk 1620, WTAW. An owl that achieved notoriety last winter for attacking joggers in a park in Portland, Oregon, has returned and is now turning its talons on government workers and state officials. As of Wednesday of last week, the owl has clawed at least three people outside the state capitol in Salem in a series of attacks that started late November, according to a spokesman for the city parks. Although rare, owl attacks are not unheard of across the U.S. Several attacks of joggers reported in Maryland back in October, and an owl attacked a Louisiana police officer on Christmas Eve, according to media reports. Back in the day, we had an owl who lived out in the parking lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, and you could come to work and you'd hear him howl, hoot. But what's really interesting, and if you, I don't know if you've ever been around an owl, and you know they're silent.
Yeah.
Their wings are designed
deadly
to make
silent.
Yeah, no noise. And I can remember, you know, one morning when I was illegally dumping trash out here in the desert. That startled him, and he went by, and it startled me when he did that too. So yeah, they're pretty interesting. The thing is, this owl is pretty aggressive, and it first started back in January of last year, and also in February. One of the great YouTubes is of an. Have you seen it?
No.
This owl flies into the camera. I mean, go find owl attacking camera on YouTube because it bears its talons just before it comes in. It's, you know, I think the title is The Last Thing a Mouse Sees or something like
Coffee
that.
In the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. Now, you got to be a pretty mediocre criminal if you're going to get caught by a police animal that had been put on a crash diet. Murphy. Murphy's a horse with the police department in Portland, Oregon, and he's a two-year vet, but he's only been in the field just for a bit. When the cops got Murphy in 2012, he weighed 1,900 pounds, which made him too chubby to be a police horse. They couldn't find a saddle to fit around him, so he had to drop 200 pounds or he'd be out of a job. Over the past year, he's been on a diet, he's been exercising, and now it's official. He's a member of the police force. You can probably already picture the training montage of the eventual movie adaptation to run on Disney. Well, last week, an officer named Cassandra Wells was riding in when a guy broke into a building. So Murphy and Wells chased the guy six blocks until Murphy cornered him and kept him from getting away. The guy was arrested and is facing breaking and entering charges. And I have done this whole story for this really bad joke. In this case, he really did have Murphy's Law. Thank you. We'll be here all week. And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. So you didn't get exactly what you wanted for Christmas. Or maybe she didn't and you're in the doghouse. Or maybe you just want to splurge in the new year. Well, you can do that with Boardwalk Spa because they have got the greatest massage therapists. Manicures, pedicures, facials. There's a shop there if you'd like to do a little shopping as well, a little boutique. To find out more and to get gift certificates if you'd like, go to BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
When disaster strikes, only one service is always there. Over-the-air FM radio. From blizzards to hurricanes, tornadoes to tropical storms, the risk of power outages, telephone, data, and mobile service loss could be dire unless you have your cell phone's FM radio chip turned on.
We had no power.
But we were informed and kept safe with the radio in our phone.
Protect your family, yourself, and anyone you care about with one simple yet significant act. Activate the FM chip in your cell phone.
Turn it on.
Visit freeradioonmyphone.org.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTW 627. You know, it's pretty interesting because we're going to have okay weather, probably later on in the week. It's just in the meantime, it's going to be a little bit damp out there, I think, is probably the way that we should say it. So here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 55 today with northeasterly winds. There'll be plenty of sunshine. Down to 33, so kind of chilly again tonight. 51 will be our high temperature on Tuesday, then a 30% chance of rain on Tuesday night with a low of about 41. 60% chance of rain on Wednesday and Wednesday night. The good news is on Thursday, it's down to a 40% chance of rain, but the temps will be great. It's going to be 68 on Thursday. Friday looks to be about 67 or so, and Saturday our high temperature will be around 60. Right now the winds are out of the north at 5. We've got fair skies out there and 34 degrees.
If you want to stick to your New Year's resolutions, willpower is important. But most people don't really understand how willpower works. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Through this door, you've got your guest bathroom. And the mosaic tile you see on the floor is original to the house. It's in such great shape, your friend's foot will slip right off it when he gets out of the shower and land him in a sling for 6 weeks.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for accidents and personal property loss quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Willpower, or actually lack of it, is why we fail at New Year's resolutions, right? Well, not really.
Willpower doesn't work the way you think it does. So most people think of willpower as this sort of fixed thing, right? Some people have it and some people don't. Willpower is actually a lot more like a muscle.
Heidi Grant Halverson, author of the book Succeed, How We Can Reach Our Goals.
Sometimes your willpower is going to be weak. It's going to be weak just like a muscle is weak after a lot of exercise. So at the end of a long day, when you've been dealing with a lot of stresses and you've used up a lot of your self-control, that's when you're going to have the hardest time resisting temptation.
And it turns out willpower can be built up just like a muscle.
There are great studies that show that even adding something very simple to your daily routine, like sitting up straight every time you think of it, or starting every day making your bed, something that requires a little bit of self-control, if you do that every day and you keep repeating it, you actually build the muscles.
And there's another benefit to making and sticking with a resolution.
There was a real really interesting study that showed that people who joined a gym and stuck to it, so at the end of 2 months, they had not only lost weight and felt healthier, they did all kinds of other things. Like they found that they were spending less money impulsively, and they weren't smoking as much, and they weren't drinking as much. So the building of the willpower muscle in the gym was having all of these wonderful side effects.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Look for at least one split vote coming during one of this month's Bryan City Council meetings. Rafael Pena on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he'll ask the council to nullify a contract with developers of the Traditions high-end housing community that borders the Bio Corridor. One reason is being contractually required to sell 50 acres of land for $1.
I can't swallow that. I don't believe that the city should give up that much money on a development that we can really bank on.
Pena wants to end the contracts in order to get the property on the tax rolls.
So once we dissolve that TERS, we pretty much have to pay off the debt. The bond that started, and I think we started with a $17 million bond. I think we're about a little under $8 million left on it. So if we were to pay that off, we'd save millions in interest cost. And then once we pay that off, we would get automatically $1.2, $1.3 million, and it goes up from there every year.
Pena also says the city would also end its obligation to provide free water. There were two house fires Friday in the Brazos Valley. One in Robertson County left one person dead. Sheriff Gerald Yizik says the elderly victim has not been identified.
Peace Justice Precinct 1, Keith Folterman, ordered an autopsy to be performed at Travis County Medical Examiner's Office. State Fire Marshal's Office was notified. They came out, responded to the location. They were there before sunup.
The home was located about 3 miles east of Calvert on FM 979.
Structure pretty well gone by the time everybody arrived?
Yes, sir.
Even to the point where there wasn't really any flames left?
No, sir.
Volunteer firefighters from Calvert and Bremond responded to the fire, which was reported by a motorist passing by around 3:30 Friday morning. The second house fire between College Station and Milliken resulted in no injuries but left the family without their home.
Looks like it started at the back of an older refrigerator. It was accidental. We're not sure where it started on the back of the refrigerator, whether it was the motor unit or the plug wire going to it.
The chief of the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department, Chet Barker, says they responded with four units.
I was able to get two crews inside to make an interior attack. Pretty heavy damage to one end of the house. I'd say probably 30 to 40% of the house sustained fire damage. The rest of the house did sustain smoke damage.
College Station provided mutual aid with a pumper truck and an ambulance to the home on River Place Drive, which is west of FM 2154 off Copy Bridge Road near the Brazos River. Bryan police receiving a narcotics complaint near Jane Long Middle School the night before New Year's Eve led to the arrests of two brothers on multiple charges. According to the arrest report, 24-year-old Jose and 28-year-old Ramon Sierra Lara had a sock and 38 baggies of cocaine with a combined street value of more than $6,000. The sock also contained a few hundred smaller Ziploc-style bags. Jose told officers they were getting ready for a New Year's Eve party where he was planning to sell the cocaine. A Texas A&M police officer stopping a vehicle because taillights were not working resulted in an arrest on multiple charges of drug possession with the intent to sell. According to the arrest report, 29-year-old Gavin Norton of College Station had synthetic marijuana, butane hash oil, marijuana, and $670 in $20 bills and larger. And when Norton was being booked in the Brazos County Jail, a detention officer found more marijuana, butane hash oil, and 50 alprazolam pills inside Norton's jacket pocket. More than 100 fees related to agriculture production are going up this year in Texas, but the added cost to produce food likely won't be passed on to consumers. The Victoria Advocate reports that Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, when disclosing the fees in an October letter, says the increases are necessary to recover costs of regulatory programs. Among the fees boosted are certifications, such as those for applying pesticides or organic certification. Some of the increases are about $10, while others are up to six times more than that than what they were. The vice president of quantitative analysis with AgriLogic Consulting, Keith Schumann, says most local agriculture businesses have to take market price for their products, leaving them, not the consumer, to bear the brunt of the fees. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 38 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7:30 after the Fox News or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Just a corner away from Aggieland, Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at Sevchek Service Center come in. Sevchek's has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevchek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Let's do some weather at 636. Is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. Win big by clicking on Wiltons.com, finding their special promotions page. Local folks have won huge sweepstakes, and you could be the next. Just click on Special Promotions tab on Wiltons.com. It's just that easy. Here are numbers.
We have high pressure located off to our north this morning. The system will be responsible for plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures will probably be around 55 degrees through the afternoon. We're partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 30 to 35. Partial sun through some passing high cloudiness tomorrow. Highs 50 to 55. Turning cloudy tomorrow night. Maybe a shower. Lows around 40. There's the chance of a few showers Wednesday. Highs will be 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, big news regarding the Ags. Also, I'll let you know how the basketball teams did, the NFL teams, and the NBA. It's all coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Of course, the world has continued to spin, even though we had Christmas and New Year's. So in case you missed this, Saudi Arabia on Sunday gave Iranian diplomats 2 days to get out of the country after the Saudi execution of a top Shia Muslim cleric and subsequent attack on its embassy in Tehran. Saudi Arabia and Iran are the key Sunni and Shia powers, obviously, in the region, and back opposing sides in Syria and Yemen. Bahrain has now also announced it is severing diplomatic ties with Iran following the move by Saudi Arabia.
That is
bad deal.
Scary, yeah.
Really bad deal going on over there.
Oof. I've been on vacation the past week, so I haven't caught any of that kind of news, and that's just...
Yeah, well, that happened on Saturday late. Actually, it wasn't even on the Sunday talk shows that much in the morning. And so, I mean, we are waking up with a bad, bad deal over there. Oh, wait, now, and that's Iran, the nuclear deal that we signed and they didn't, right? That one?
Yeah. It was supposed to be a great idea,
yeah,
right?
And, yeah, and there's supposed to be sanctions that have, you know, would kick in. And the White House says that they'll get those things done. They just haven't had time yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can't get those triggered quite yet. So, again, if they haven't signed the deal, I guess it really doesn't matter what we do. But...
My favorite was the Hollywood stars that came out with a video that said, if you don't want them to blow us up, let them have the nuclear rights. It's like, what? How does that make sense?
Well, but now, Brad, they're television stars and movie stars, and they're smarter than we
That's
are.
That's true. That is
true. They're not as smart as the president because he's the smartest guy on God's green earth. But aside from that, it should be just fine. By the way, speaking of the president, how's that executive order thing going for you? You know, and quite honestly, there have been presidents who have used executive orders more often than this president. But I don't know that there's a president who has worked to change things so dramatically through the process. Anyhow, he's going to meet today with Loretta Lynch and I guess explain to her what he's going to do. And she's going to sit down and like it. And then he's going to sit down with Anderson Cooper for a live CNN town hall on gun control. This will be a one-hour event, entitled Guns in America. Coincides with the 5th anniversary of the shooting of Gabby Giffords, the former Arizona congressman. Executive orders from the president could reportedly include classifying more gun sellers as high-volume dealers and stricter rules for reporting lost or stolen firearms. For his part, Donald Trump yesterday on Face the Nation said, well, I'll say this. There is a lot of precedent based on what he's doing. The one good thing about executive orders, the new president, if he comes in, boom, first day, first hour, first minute, he can rescind that. When asked about the increased gun control, Trump said, right now they have plenty of rules and regulations and they should be looking at mental health. I mean, we should build, like, institutions for people that are sickos.
Is that a direct quote?
That is a direct quote. We have sickos all over the place. That's the problem. Yeah, he's he never lets an opportunity to make some sort of a derisive remark. He takes every opportunity to do it. Speaking of which, Donald Trump, let me see. This was on Fox News. You know, he's been talking about Jeb Bush a lot. By the way, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend that Jeb still may have time to pull it out. I'm going, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Really? All right. Anyway, here's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, I don't believe, is going to be the party's nominee. And if he is,
sorry, this is Jeb Bush on Donald Trump.
He's going to get crushed by Hillary Clinton. And I wanted to point that out. He said some things that are just outrageous. His views on policy have shifted with the winds. He is a strong supporter until recently of Hillary Clinton, and now he's the front-running candidate for the Republican nomination. Someone has to call him out.
Okay, and you're the one? Is that it? Okay.
Pretty sure people have called him out, and he just turns it right back around on them.
Yeah, I don't think it has really, really mattered. Now, the other thing that we mentioned this last week is that they're kind of changing the strategy in the Bush camp, that they had pulled some ads that they were planning to run in Iowa and South Carolina. He addressed that yesterday.
Advertising in this world doesn't work to the same extent it probably did in the past, and so we're making adjustments. And that's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on my proven record and the need to have a person with a steady hand that can be able to take on these big challenges going forward and has specific plans to fix the mess in Washington, D.C. and grow our economy again and keep us safe.
Whoa, stand back.
Yeah.
That joyful tortoise has become a vicious terrapin.
a terrifying terrapin.
Hey.
Once again, the beginning of that.
Advertising in this world doesn't work to the same extent it probably did in the past, and so we're...
Okay, So there. So all those ad buys, never mind about that.
That's our livelihood.
Yeah, he had the very idea that he would attack that. Let's see what else we got. Bernie Sanders says that former President Bill Clinton's sexual history is not fair game for anybody running against Hillary. Okay. Thanks. He said, I think, you know, we have enormous problems facing this country, and I think we got more things to worry about than Bill Clinton's sexual life.
So that's off limits, but Donald Trump's hair is
Right, okay, exactly. Yeah, and remember, climate change is real, so right. Most importantly. Let's see. Rand Paul laid into Hillary yesterday when he was on Meet the Press. First he started with, yes, I am too running, and then he went on. Carly Fiorina had harsh words for possible executive orders on gun control. Once again, she's trying to stay relevant. Iowans are already, of course, being inundated by campaign messages, even though advertising doesn't work anymore. Thank you, Mr. Bush. Media posts, Red, White, and Blog writer Philip Rosenstein warns that February 1st contest has historically been very misleading. Despite the intense focus on Iowa, he said, both candidates and the media candidates are placed poorly without especially damaging their chances for the nomination. He said, as an example, in 1992, Bill Clinton picked up a total of 3% of the Iowa caucus. On the Republican side, the past two Iowa winners were Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum. So he says a win in Iowa gives a campaign a boost, but things pick up in a hurry in the early primaries. So he's wanting to just tamp down everything, at least right now. No, Larry Kudlow, I don't know if you hear him on our radio station. He's a pretty sharp fellow for a former cocaine addict, which he is. But he's interesting. He may, in fact, decide to run for the Republican, for the Senate seat, which is held right now by Dick Blumenthal, who's a Democrat. He may run as a Republican there.
Oh.
So we'll see. He said, my wife and I are looking at that. And here's a new NBC SurveyMonkey and Esquire online poll. If your company's name is SurveyMonkey...
Oh, no, that's a good one, though.
Okay, all right. It doesn't hurt your credibility?
Okay. They're making it work.
All right. I just remember...
From my perspective.
I just remember Monkey in a Trunk, those commercials.
Uh-huh.
Remember that one? Rather. Anyway, so, but what they're saying, and it does, I think a lot of people can relate to this. They find that 61% of Republicans find themselves feeling angry about current events. Yeah?
I think that's a low estimate.
I was going to say the other 35% weren't angry yet.
Yeah. Or they're lying.
Or they're lying.
To appear polite.
But they get angry at events or news more than they did a year ago. The same thing was said of 42% of Democrats. Now, about 77% of the Republicans said they now get angry at least once a day, compared to just 2/3 of the Democrats. Oh, well. Pollsters also found that white Americans are also angrier than African Americans or Latinos. The question is, when does Washington start to understand that? When does Washington hear that? When do they start paying attention? And, you know, as I was reading that, I'm thinking, oh, you know, that's really what elevates Ted Cruz. Again, there are a lot of people who are really scared about Donald Trump. Now, he says a lot of things that people like, but will you pull the lever for him? Cruz, again, is at least of Washington, D.C. somewhat, but is fighting very hard against that status quo type flow. So I could see where his feelings may resonate with more people once they step in the ballot booth. So we'll see what happens, but yeah, at least right now.
Just remember, after anger, there are still three more stages of grief.
Toyota Fun, Toyota Fun, Toyota Fun rocks with great big deals on a new set of wheels. Camry, Prius, RAV4, 2 with 0% financing for you.
The holidays are back, and so is Toyotathon. Wrap up a great year-end deal on a reliable Toyota at our biggest event of the year. And every new Toyota comes with a 2 years or 25,000 miles no-cost maintenance plan. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 special edition cash on a 2016 Tundra Crewmax special edition for a total savings over $6,000. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N1460.
Hurry and don't delay. We'll see you here. It all ends January 4th. It's our biggest and bestest event of the year. That's why Toyota's on rocks.
Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. RAV4 and Prius 2015 models only. Toyota Care covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See your participating dealer for details. Sale ends January 4th.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you were to poll Texas nurserymen, they'd tell you many of their customers come in with the very same questions. I've assembled a few of the most important current ones in the hopes that they'll be of help as we serve out the balance of the winter. I'll be back with Gardener's Most Asked Questions from Winter right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that'll put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's absolutely not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout, and it's a quarter century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer you the book I always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, and all for only $28.95 plus tax and postage. But that low price is only good until we put the book back on the presses for the second printing, and that'll be within the next several weeks. After that, the price goes up, so order now. The book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or order anytime from neilsperry.com. So we're talking about some of the most asked questions of late winter. Here's one. When is the best time to prune my plants? Well, actually, the question is generally asked on behalf of one specific type of plant. Fruit trees should be pruned soon before they begin to bud out. Shade trees, summer flowering trees, shrubs and vines, evergreens, and bush roses are pruned no later than mid-February. Climbing roses are pruned immediately after they finish flowering, as are spring flowering shrubs and vines. Blackberries are pruned immediately after you finish harvesting the fruit. Remember, in all cases of pruning, whether it's trees, crepe myrtles, or any other landscaping plant, there is never justification for topping those plants. Never top a crepe myrtle. If you're ever in doubt, don't prune. What can I do to get rid of ugly winter weeds in my lawn? That's a question I hear all the time. Many of the unsightly weeds are broadleafed, non-grassy weeds, including dandelions and henbit, chickweed, clover, thistles, and a lot of others. You can use a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D as a spray to eliminate them. Follow label directions for temperature and rainfall carefully for the best results. On the other hand, if you have grassy weeds, there's nothing you can do for this generation of the plants. You need to put out a pre-emergent in early September this fall for next year's winter grassy weeds. How can I eliminate mistletoe from the branches of my tree? Will it do any major damage? Mistletoe is a parasitic plant, so it does do damage. In some cases, it can cause such distorted growth of the tree's branches that it can cause serious problems. Your best hope will be to prune it out the first winter that you see it, before the plants get rooted really well into the wood of the branches. In fact, if you wait a year or two longer, the branches themselves will become large, and removal of the mistletoe will require major surgery. Unfortunately, we have no chemical control of mistletoe. What's the best way to improve my soil before the spring plantings begin? No matter where you live in all of this life, and no matter what type of soil you're gardening in, organic matter will always be the best thing you can add to it. It will loosen tight clay soils. It helps sands hold moisture and nutrients. It's best to use a blend of several types of organic matter, whether it's peat moss or well-rotted manure, compost, shredded pine bark mulch. A little bit of each of those is a great idea. When is the best time to plant new trees and shrubs? Well, this is a great time to transplant them, dig them, and move them, but you can plant 12 months a year. I'm Neil Sperry, getting kids into gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your morning sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. Well, the big story of the weekend involving the Ags was that Texas A&M announced yesterday that offensive coordinator Jake Spavital and the school have mutually decided to part ways. Spavital completed his second season as offensive coordinator in 2015 and his third season as quarterback's coach. Kevin Sumlin was quoted as saying, "I want to thank Jake for his time here and for his important role in our program. He's a bright young coach with a tremendous future in coaching, and we wish him all the best in his career." A national search for a new offensive coordinator is underway. Meanwhile, Spavital said, "I want to thank Coach Sumlin for an amazing opportunity in College Station, and I leave here proud of our program and our accomplishments. I look forward to the next step in my coaching journey, and I wish the Aggies nothing but the best." In Texas A&M men's basketball, senior guard Jalen Jones scored a career-high 28 points, and number 20 Texas A&M beat Arkansas 92-69 on Saturday in the Southeastern Conference opener for both teams. The Aggies capitalized on 15 Arkansas turnovers and turned them into 22 points. Senior guard Alex Caruso set the school record for steals with 230, including two on Saturday. He entered the game tied with guard David Edwards with 228 steals. Anthlon Bell led Arkansas with 16 points, while Moses Kingsley followed with 11. The Razorbacks led only once at 13-12 with 11 minutes left in the first half, at which point the Aggies pressed on forward and never let up. A&M won its fourth consecutive game after losing 67-54 at Arizona State on December 5th and also made up for an 81-75 loss at Arkansas last February. While Arkansas holds a series advantage of 98-54, the Aggs have won four of six in the rivalry that dates to both program Southwest Conference days starting in 1915. In Texas A&M women's basketball, number 16 Texas A&M opened SEC play with a win for the fourth straight season, downing Georgia 73-62 at Reed Arena. The Aggs have opened conference play with a win in each of their 4 years in the SEC and have now won 24 of their last 26 home games. Three Aggies reached double figures in scoring, led by
Courtney Walker, who had 20 points. Chelsea Jennings had 12, and Jordan Jones had 10 points to go along with 5 assists. Meanwhile, Courtney Williams also moved up a spot on Texas A&M's career points list, moving up to 10th. Williams has 1,324 career points. The Aggies return to action on Thursday, January 7th at Arkansas with a 7 p.m. tip, and return home on January 14th to host Ole Miss at 7 p.m. In the NFL,
Jonathan Grimes lines up in the slot, top of your screen on 3rd and 9. Hoyer gets rid of it quickly. Here's Grimes, launching end zone. Touchdown, Texans!
The Houston Texans didn't need outside help to win the AFC South, destroying the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-6. It's the Texans' first division championship since 2012. Houston will host the Kansas City Chiefs in the wildcard round. The game marked the first time in franchise history that the team had two players, Whitney Mercilus and J.J. Watt, with 3-plus sacks in a game. That audio courtesy of NFL.com. Unfortunately, the Texans suffered a big blow when starting left tackle Dwayne Brown left early. Brown was carted off after suffering a torn tendon in his right quad. No word yet on if he will return for the playoff game against Kansas City. And in Dallas, the Cowboys season came to an end yesterday with a 34-23 loss to Washington. The upside to the loss is that by falling to the rival Redskins, Dallas improved its positioning in the next NFL draft, which could lead to a better season in 2016. Dallas owner Jerry Jones said Sunday head coach Jason Garrett will return next season despite their 4-12 finish. And in the NBA, James Harden took a bad 26-foot jumper late in the third quarter in the Rockets' 121-103 loss to the San Antonio Spurs to extend their losing streak to 4 games, tying a season high. Houston shot 6-for-17 in the third quarter and committed 7 turnovers, leading to 12 San Antonio points, and was out-rebounded 11-6. The Spurs are now 19-0 at home, which, ironically, is the best home start since the 1985-86 Rockets. The Rockets take on the Jazz tonight at 8 in Utah, while the Spurs battle the Bucks in Milwaukee at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, in Dallas, New Orleans guard Norris Cole scored 16 points with a career-high 12 rebounds Saturday night for the Pelicans in a 105-98 victory over the Mavericks that snapped a 6-game losing streak in Dallas. Dallas was still within 3 in the final seconds, but Drew Holiday hit a layup to cement the 103-98 lead. The Mavericks face the Kings on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. And that's been a look at your morning sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at AggielandHelpWanted.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Sadly, we live in a day and age where immorals seem to be easily dismissed. Even the God-ordained pattern of marriage, which is one man with one woman, is under constant attack. But just as the waves of the sea beat uselessly against the shore, so the opponents of God will not prevail. God's word will not be broken, says John 10:35. Yes, God's truth will remain such, regardless of who or what stands against it. As a man once said, the truth is the truth and will be the truth, regardless of any man's opposition to it or attitude towards it. We at BCS Church of Christ love God and our fellow man, as Matthew 22:37-39 teaches. Thus, we want to make sure that we never compromise or change God's word. Times change, people change, but the truth, like God, remains constant. For more, visit us online at bcschurchofchrist.com.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Great teamwork. We were very happy with everyone. The large display mock-ups were very important in making our decisions, and scheduling was a breeze. We will recommend you to all of our family and friends. Aggieland Carpet One was a pure pleasure to work with.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Not available in California.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a business with incredible profit potential? Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is growing fast, and we're looking for people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners and help our business continue to boom. If this sounds like you, we'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 5555. That's readyforfresh.com, code 5555.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Mid-50s today with northeasterly winds at about 5, 33 tonight. We'll be at about 50 tomorrow with sunshine. Then clouds and showers moving in Wednesday. 60% chance of rain during the day and in the evenings, but it gets warmer later on this week. We'll have highs near 70. 34 now, WTAW, College Station.